Welcome to the Health Ranger Report here on Brighteon.tv. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and today our special guest is Dr. Stella Emanuel, who joins me in studio to talk about, well, end times, the spiritual war for humanity, but also COVID, the spike protein, and what kind of nutritional solutions can help your own immune system do its job and protect you from all the toxic elements and toxic assaults and toxic injections that are happening right now all around the world, you know, in this COVID era. So anyway, Dr. Stella Emanuel, she's a wonderful guest. She's very well-informed. She's very optimistic. She's very spiritual. And she and I always have a great time together because, I don't know, we think very much alike and we have similar knowledge base. I think you're going to enjoy this interview tremendously. So that's straight ahead right here on Brighteon.tv. Welcome, folks, to the Brighteon.com studios. I'm Mike Adams, and joined in studio today, a very pleasant surprise, Dr. Stella Emanuel joins us in all your beautiful textiles.
I'm so honored to be here.
You're always dressed so colorfully.
I know. I wanted to, when I went viral, I just said I was going to dress African all the time. So yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's easy. And you know, and it just gives me an authentic, that's kind of like, you know,
yeah,
what I do.
That's you.
So people see me and they're like, oh, Dr. Emanuel in her African outfit, you know, so
it's good.
And those, they are very easy to do. You don't have to, they're not complicated.
Yes. Yes.
So I enjoy it. But I'm glad to be here. All the way down in Austin, and great.
Here we are. It's great. It's great to have you in studio.
I know. This is so much fun.
DrStellaMD.com is the website, folks. And when was the last time we saw each other in person?
I think that was at Reawaken America.
Yeah, I think so.
I can't remember, one of the Reawaken America conferences.
I think the one San Antonio.
San Antonio maybe. Or something, yes.
Yeah.
That was, you know.
Exactly.
That was really great. You know, we get to hang out. That's the good thing about this Reawaken America conference is you get to meet brothers and sisters and, you know, fellow patriots in the battle. And we hang out.
Yep.
And we support each other. And, you know, it's really good.
So along this whole timeline where, you know, we have been fighting for health freedom, mm-hmm. and for truth to come out, you know, a lot of milestones have just been achieved.
Yes.
The science says that the masking never worked. Mm-hmm. The lockdowns never worked. Mm-hmm. Now, even part of the federal government says that COVID was a gain of function, mm-hmm. you know, research project out
yes.
of Wuhan, China,
yes.
that got out. Mm-hmm. Even I think in many ways, ivermectin has been vindicated, but they still won't, you know, recognize ivermectin.
Yes, I think if we go back to 2020, most of the things that we're saying and they called us conspiracy theories have come to pass.
Yes.
I tell people all the time, masks don't work. Not these face diapers and all these things people wear on their faces. Putting that on your face to filter COVID is like putting on a chain link fence to filter a mosquito. If you want to wear a mask, a true viral mask that can stop viruses, has to be a well-fitted, you know, N95, you know, and even with some kind of, you know, I don't even think that those M95s really work like that. So most of the time, people are wearing masks and fiddling with it and everything. It does more harm than good. And of course, we know about the lab leak theory, but I do believe that the gain of function theory, which, you know, you saw Anthony Fauci at the Senate hearing, but I don't know what came out of that. Sometimes they just hold these hearings and we're hoping that something will happen and nothing happens. It's very sad, but
yeah,
we are gaining. We're gaining ground.
We are gaining ground.
Yes, and people are waking up.
Yeah, indeed, they are. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, a lot more statistics are coming out about
yes. Studies.
Harms and mm-hmm. risks related to the jab.
To the jab, yes.
Yeah, so how is... You see patients all the time, some of it, I think, remote.
Yes.
But what are you hearing from patients right now? Or how has that changed over the last 3 years?
One of the things, like, I can say that we see more, where we see our sick patients, we see more vaccinated sick patients now.
Is that right?
And they have a tendency to get COVID over and over, like 3-4 times, you know, they get
yep.
COVID more.
I've seen that too in
yes.
people I know who are vaccinated.
Yeah, so vaccinated people get COVID over and over. But I tell people, whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, we're all the prey. And hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works to treat COVID regardless of your vax status. And, you know, so we're seeing that. And we're also seeing a lot of patients complaining of shedding.
Uh-huh.
People think shedding is some conspiracy theory, but it's real. There are many people that would say they hung around a friend that got they got vaccinated and they ended up with menstrual irregularities, or they got sick, or, you know. So it's real.
The chickenpox vaccine insert says that after you get this vaccine,
you shouldn't hang around.
Don't be around anybody because they might catch chickenpox from you.
Yes, especially pregnant women.
An admission that shedding.
Shedding is real.
Yeah.
So what is really happening is they've released this bioweapon, and that a lot of people that have taken it, and they are now shedding on people that didn't take it. But I tell people that when it comes to shedding, remember that you're not producing the spike protein. And if you move away from the person that is shedding, you should feel better.
Yeah.
But you can actually build your immunity regardless of whether you're vaccinated, unvaccinated, and being exposed to shedding, or maybe you had COVID long symptoms. So there are many things we're doing right now to mitigate that.
What works against shedding?
People that I have, especially my staff also that works with people that are vaccinated, we put them on hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin weekly, as we've always been on it weekly to prevent the virus. Yeah, so that has been the whole quest right now is to be prepared.
Yeah.
And I tell people to get food. You know, I went to visit Goya. I spoke to Bob Goya, the one
really?
That was canceled.
Yeah, awesome.
It was nice. You know, I went to see them make their food and everything. It was great.
Yeah.
So I went there and I talked to him about ordering food for the ministry.
Yes. You know,
because everybody needs to, especially every Christian, needs to have the mindset that you need to stock up food and know that when people come to you, when things get really rough, you can give them food and give them Jesus.
Right.
Yeah, good. So everybody has to be ready to take care of themselves and a few other people. Because things are going to get really bad. You know about famine is coming.
Yeah.
Over 100 food processing plants have been blown up in the past year. Ukraine-Russia war has cut up on fertilizer. I don't know whether that's a good or bad thing right now. On fertilizer, on wheat. And most of our farms have been so used to fertilizer that without fertilizer, they can't produce. And that's part of... they've ruined a lot of farms. Mm-hmm. Even in Africa, they went down Monsanto and everything. They went out to Africa and they brought a lot of fertilizer. So most of the farms right now cannot produce without fertilizer.
Right.
And then now fertilizer is so expensive because of the war going on. The production of wheat and a lot of things. So everything right now they are doing, everything that's been done by the globalists is to make sure that they can kill as many people as possible. Famine, wars, pestilences, and the Bible talks about it in Revelation 6. I want everybody to read it. Read the book of Revelation. But Revelation 6 starts out with the first horse of the apocalypse that is released to go and conquer the world. You know what was given to that, the first horse of the apocalypse? He was given two things. He was given a crown and a bow. Corona means crown. Yes.
Right.
So he was given crown. And look at a bow and arrow. You can look at Apostle John looking at the jab and thinking, that looks like a bow, you know, some kind of arrow being put in people.
Oh.
So I believe that he was given the corona and the jab to go out and conquer the world. So by the time you get to the fourth seal, half of the population of the world will die. And many have already died and many are going to die. Death and destruction has been released already. So I tell people, do not be afraid to die. Give your life to Christ so that if you die, you get to go home. Number two, keep your immunity built up. The third thing we're doing right now is a setup so that we can do acute care and be able to give people refill for their regular medications to stock up in their medicine cabinet. So get hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Get we call it the Plandemic Prep Pack. Plandemic.
Yeah.
Yes. We have a Plandemic Prep Pack that has Covidine, potassium iodide. He has something for monkeypox. He has something for Ebola. He has something for COVID and flu and stuff like that. And then he has the cleanses and everything. So we have the Plandemic Pack. So, you know, you get it on our website, drstellamd.com. And you can keep it in your medicine cabinet, but take the Vitamin Plus daily. So we're trying very hard to get people to be healthy, number one, to be immune strong, and also to be spiritually strong. That's where we are right now.
Yeah, that's critical. But I just want to clarify on your behalf.
Plandemic?
No, that you're offering your products just to help support the natural immune response of the human body.
Natural immunity, yes.
Not to diagnose, treat, or reverse any specific disease or condition.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that.
Because the regulators go insane.
Yes, it builds your immunity. COVID, all this stuff, they build your immunity. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
They're not
support your natural immunity.
Support your natural immunity and get your system, like pomegranate, you know, and stuff like that.
Right.
And you know what? I sometimes like to go on the NIH website and Google stuff. You know, like if you go there and Google pomegranate, they actually did a study on pomegranate helping to stabilize your endothelium of your blood vessels. And most of this stuff that I do is actually on the NIH website. Even ashwagandha and sleep and anxiety is on the NIH website. And, you know, so we take this, all these studies that people have done to help your immunity, and then we help build your immunity. I'm not your doctor. I'm not prescribing anything to you. If you want me to be your doctor, you have to go on drstellamd.com and make
and have a doctor-patient
and
relationship,
a telemedicine appointment,
exactly.
Have a doctor-patient relationship, and we can talk. You know, people inbox me on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere, trying to get me to diagnose and prescribe. How much is the dose of ivermectin? How much is this? Somebody has this. What do you say? Can you help me? And I tell them, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't give you
can't
medical advice or prescribe.
Right.
Yeah. So what we're talking about is building natural immunity. Yes.
Okay.
So right.
Well,
a prophetic worshiper.
I've always enjoyed being around you. Because you know you're just glowing all this positive energy and enthusiasm and knowledge about so many subjects. It's like, I don't know, like you and I have such a similar journey.
You know, whenever we meet, we're like brothers from another mother. You know? Mike, it's so important, right, that people wake up.
Yeah,
it is so. One of the things that really burdens me is there's a dichotomy. The people that are in the church that should know the Bible and know the times that we're in, they are locked up in their churches, in their whitewashed sepulchres, worshiping God and just forgetting about the world.
Yeah.
The people that are on the front line that are seeing what Yuval Harari Noah and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and all these minions are saying are fighting the battle and they don't understand the spiritual aspect of it.
True.
So the church that can actually deal with the spiritual battle does not have information. Those that have information that are fighting, the patriots that are fighting out there, don't have the spiritual power.
Uh-huh.
So there's a dichotomy. That is why they need to come together. We have a program coming on 30 days with God in the whole of April. April 1 to April 30th, I have pastors, ministers coming from all over the world.
Oh.
We're going to pray. We're going to repent
and
like
in
Georgia.
You're going to do that at your place in Central Texas?
Yes. Right there on Bethel Ranch. You know, they can see it on our website.
Okay,
and
they can go to your website and see it.
Yes. And it's free. People can come and stay on a ranch for free.
So anybody can show up and join the prayer?
Yes, yeah. Any Christian can show up because you say anybody and then them things come.
Any Christian.
Any Christian, somebody that can show up. And like I said, we can accommodate up to about 100 and something people.
Uh-huh.
And it's free for people to come stay. The reason why we want to do, I have pastors coming from Cameroon, from Nigeria, from Belgium, from England, from Canada, and from all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
I really brought heavy duty pastors and ministers that have prayed and raised the dead and wrought miracles.
Wow.
Because we want the Bible says in Joel 2 that the priests and the ministers of they should come to the altar and cry before God. You know what I'm saying? Say, blow a trumpet in Zion, call a solemn assembly. We believe that if we cry, and then I can also give them information because most of these pastors have huge fears of influence. There are some of them that are like regional superintendents in full gospel. There are other ones that have like 30 churches and stuff. So if you can give them information, they can bring spiritual power. If you can give them information, then it kind of reduces the dichotomy that we have right now.
Yep.
Because the church is not doesn't understand the battle. Those that understand the battle don't understand how to fight spiritually.
That's the thing. There are still people out there who think that, things are going to get back to normal.
Better, yes.
Right. Give me a break.
To
Nothing's going back to normal because the satanic influence has been really unleashed over the last few years.
Yes.
You see it. I mean, you see so many more people are infested with a demonic influence or a Luciferian type of agenda to exterminate humanity.
Yes. And you even see all these drag queen shows and everything they do to our 3-4-year-olds.
Yeah, to infants.
Yes. You know what
is? The babies wearing diapers and the drag queen performers wearing diapers.
You know what that is? People think it's just a show.
It's not a show, it's a ritual.
It's actually detained for entry. They want
detained
for entry. These children get exposed to these things and it opens sporos, and they get the demonic possession. By the time they're 8, 9, they can
be possessed.
Yeah, no, by the time they're 8, 9, they are transgender and they want to cut off their whatever and they want to go, you know, something, because these demons were introduced into them when they did those shows.
It's truly
so
demonic,
it is a possession experiment, and people, it's a possession exercise. And I want people to realize that whether it's drag queens in our schools trying to like corrupt our children, or it's abortion clinics trying to rip babies out at 9 months, or it's elections being stolen, or J6 prisoners staying there for no reason, or elections being stolen all over the world, or it's corona, or all this stuff is the same battle. Yeah. The battle is to stress humanity. The battle is to reduce the population. And those that are not reduced, they want them corrupted.
That's
you
right.
know what I'm saying? That is the battle. But
well,
let me
exactly
tell you,
it.
But there's good news, because if you read the book of Revelation, the Bible says that they will not repent from their pharmakia. Pharmakia is a root word of pharmacy. They're not going to repent from their murders. They're not going to stop trying to kill us. That is why the Lord Jesus is going to come and stop it. So at the end of the day, there will be a great reset. That great reset is not going to be done by Klaus Schwab and his minions.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be done by God.
Uh-huh.
So if
exactly.
you read the Bible towards the end, by the time you get to Revelation 18, Babylon is judged. 17, 18, Babylon is judged. By the time you get to Revelation 19, the system is judged, and the Antichrist, Revelation 19, Antichrist is thrown into, the false prophet and the beast, they are thrown into the lake of fire. And the devil is bound for 1,000 years.
Right.
And then he tries to come out again and cause confusion, and he's thrown into the lake of fire. And then God remodels the earth. There's a new earth and a new heaven. And it's like going back to the Garden of Eden. I will get to live happily ever after. You go back to see the tree of life that was seen in the Garden of Eden. You see it back in Revelation 20:21. The tree of life produces leaves. The nations are healed. Everybody worships God. Those demons that make people live in sin, those demons that make people are crazy, they are all thrown in the lake of fire. So that is why I tell people, give your life to Christ. If I'm talking to you and well, I'm a Muslim or I'm a Hindu or I'm an atheist, just remember that when things get crazy, just call on the name of Jesus.
Mm.
If you're like, I can't remember what Dr. Stella said, just call the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
At
there's
some point,
great power in that.
Yes, you call on
verbally.
The name of Jesus. The Bible says if you call on the name of Jesus, you will be saved. So if he gets crazy, just start screaming, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus will answer you. And there's going to come a time when the Lord will come into earth and take out the Christians in the rapture.
Uh-huh.
When that happens, there's going to be terror upon the earth. When that happens, there's going to be so much terror on the earth. Imagine.
Sure.
People are going to lose their children. Planes are going to fall out of the sky, because can you imagine that the pilot flying the plane is a Christian? What happens?
Yeah.
He goes off and the plane crashes.
Well, some planes are falling out of the sky right now because of the jabs, unfortunately.
The jab, yes.
Yeah.
And then you can see, can you imagine a 20-ton vehicle just driving down the street and the driver takes off?
Yeah.
You know something? It's going to jam. And people's children are going to take off and they're going to be standing crying. Where's my child? Where's my husband? So it's going to be terror like that, never before. When that happens, please remember, if there's nothing else you take from me, call on the name of Jesus and you'll be saved.
Yeah, really, really important point.
Yes. So
it is a spiritual war at every level. And that's what a lot of people fail to realize. They think it's a political
medical
war. Oh, we're going to win the next election or something like that. Or, the dollar will be okay. The currency will be okay.
Yes.
They'll come rescue it or whatever. And the answer is no. This is... Those are only symptoms of a much deeper,
of a much
spiritual,
deeper
war,
spiritual war,
which
yes.
is infestation,
with demons.
Spiritual occupation.
Yes, from 2016, from 2016 when they opened CERN, all kinds of demons have been released.
That's
the
a
world.
Really good
you heard
point.
About, CERN is built on the temple of Apollo. This stuff is so deep. Built on the temple
I know,
of Apollo,
I know.
Right?
And don't they have like the goddess of death right out front, the statue?
Yeah, the statue of Shiva, the goddess of
Shiva.
Destruction. And they are busy... churning this collider to open spiritual portals so that demons can be released. And, it's wild.
Yeah. But, also abortion.
Yes.
Causing the suffering of a living child also gives energy
to the demons.
To the
demons. Abortion is sacrificed to Molech.
Exactly.
Exactly. The Bible says people like they didn't talk about abortion. Yes, they talked about sacrificing our children to Molech, and we're doing it. You know, so between sacrificing our children to Molech and between exalting Baal and building statues of Baal and Asherah all over the world, between the two of them, the demons are having a field day. But here is what I'll tell people: the Bible says that when we see all these famine, pestilences, and sickness, and death, and destruction happen, we should lift up our head and rejoice, because our redemption draws nigh. The devil has come with great wrath, because he has a short time. So he's throwing his best at humanity. Uh-huh. Not because he thinks he can survive or can win this battle. He's throwing his best so that he can take as many people as he can with him to help. But here's the issue. The Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Most Christians stop there. The next scripture is, if we love not our lives unto death. When you stop being so scared to die, they can't kill you. Because, you know, when I went, remember that day in 2020 at the Supreme Court? When I left, I went and told my family, I called them. I said, I'm going to DC and I'm going to speak up and I might not make it back. If I die, so be it. I'm just not going to sit around and let people die. And my family was like, don't say that. I said, calm down. You know, sometimes people have to stand up. So that day when I walked onto the podium, I was willing to die. I was just walking. I said, Lord, take control of my voice. Take control of me. I belong to you and let your will be done.
Yeah.
So because I had no fear, I went royally off. Because I had no fear, God could use my voice to break the fear that had gripped the whole world. Because when I spoke that day, it was like a watershed moment, like poof.
And this is why God used it. People, and I know our audience understands this, but the Luciferians control big tech and the censorship because the voices of God, the voices of truth, like you were just talking about being inspired, divinely inspired by God speaking with you. That has to be silenced by the Luciferians.
Of course.
And that's why they ban all of us.
Oh, yeah. They came after me like crazy.
Oh, yeah. They're always going to come after people like you or I or others in this space. That's why I had to build Brighteon,
and that's amazing. Yes, I know.
I mean, they won't let me post a video on YouTube at all.
Do you know they wouldn't even let us share Brighteon on Facebook?
I know that. Mm-hmm. Not even on Twitter at the moment. Yeah, you have to. There's a way you can change Brighteon.com to freespeechvideos.com and you can share everything that way. But they're trying to silence you because they are the Luciferians. Mm-hmm. And people watching this realize, you know, this is why we're censored, because we speak the truth.
We speak the truth, you know. Yeah. They couldn't. That, like I said, that day kind of broke something and people woke up from everywhere, you know. I think since that day, people like you and people like Alex Jones that have been speaking for years, it was like all of a sudden we're mainstream, right?
Yeah,
before then, people thought that we're conspiracy theories, but right now we're mainstream. People are like, oh my God, did you hear this? People are sharing little clips, recording it and sharing it.
Absolutely.
And they, no matter how they tried, but something busted in the spirit.
Yep.
It was just God's mercy upon humanity. And no, that was exactly so much mercy, yes.
Before COVID, the percentage of the population that was maybe skeptical about vaccines was 1%.
Yes.
Now it's maybe 60%.
Yes. Even me, as a pediatrician that gave lots of vaccines, right now I'm actually an anti-vaxxer, and I'm not going to give a vaccine to any child or any person till I can, until further notice. When I say until further notice, is until maybe they start doing something that I can see and trust.
Yeah.
Right now, I tell people, you know, if people that have taken the jab and they are kind of scared and worried, you know, you just need to repent. The Bible says in Titus 3 verse 5, that salvation is by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. So if you repent and pray, God can recreate your DNA.
Yeah.
People are like, why do I have to repent? Of course you have to repent because you didn't hear the Holy Spirit to not take the jab. Yeah. You were scared. You didn't trust God to feed you. You didn't trust God to heal you. You listened to the narrative and you didn't hear the Spirit and you weren't connected that well. So it's something for you to repent about. There are many times that we've repented from sillier things, you know. So you repent and say, God, I am so sorry I wrote a consent. But like, they forced me. They didn't force anybody. Everybody consented.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Bible says they will cause people to take the mark in Revelation 13.
Okay. Thank you for joining me in studio.
God bless you.
God bless. Take care.